Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 19, personality type Shir number 19. We're discussing the NF. NF gets their observations, gets their information from vibes, from premonitions, from intuitive awareness, not possessed by other types. NFs are very impressionistic. They get a quick feel for people and situations. And they may gloss over details which an S will notice, a sensor will notice, but they won't. Or they may jump to conclusions which a T would not accept so easily, but they're Fs, so they do. Dominant NFs just simply know people. They sort of like a psychic experience early in life. They just know things that's going to happen. Most of the highly sensitive people in the world and empaths are of the NF personality type. NF has a strong inner drive to make a mark in the world. They're very idealistic. They cannot accept that some people who profess to be spiritual are not. Therefore, they get crushed, utterly crushed, if they trusted a Rebbe, trusted a teacher, and then they fell short. It's extremely painful to them because they have difficulty bearing hypocrisy and sham in themselves as well and in others. They hate their own hypocrisy or their own inconsistencies. They consider themselves phony when they behave opposite to what their ideals are, and it causes them a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. NF children are the ones most likely to befriend a handicapped person, a handicapped child, or a different child in a classroom, even if it means that they themselves will be ostracized because of this. NFs wage an never-ending battle against mankind's indifference and their cruelty. And emotionally healthy NFs love people globally. They don't care about external appearances. They don't care about group affiliations. They don't care about if you're this type of Yid, that type of Yid. They naturally love globally every single Yid. Most likely, again, Shlomo Kalbach, the singer, was also an NF. So I mentioned three people that were most likely NFs. Shlomo Kalbach, Rabbi Levin, and Rav Avram Yitzhak Cook. Loving peace, pursuing peace, loving others, bringing them close to Torah. That is the idea. Give me meaning. They always are desiring meaning, like an NT. They live in a multidimensional plane of existence, you know, where S's see actuality, see down-to-earthness, see concreteness, N's see complexity. S's see it more with simplicity, N's see it with complexity. And F's, they bring into every single experience, it has to have significance. Otherwise, the event is stale. Otherwise, the event is empty. The falling of a leaf has significance. The soaring of a bird has significance. A flickering light of the candle has a deeper meaning to an NF. The idea of Hashkacha Pratis and Emuna Pshuta and all these things appeal a lot to an NF. And they don't feel that their lives are ordinary. To them, ordinary means dry and lifeless. Now, that's a problem with NFs. NFs in Ruchnius also. They need to work through understanding the value of the day-to-day nitty-gritty of life. The value to halacha, the value to living down here in this world, and living and functioning and doing practical mitzvahs. See, a SP, they enjoy doing practical mitzvahs of chesed. SJ also in an organized way. NTs, it's more in their heads. NFs also in their hearts. So therefore, they need to work very hard to work towards just doing practical mitzvahs, practical tasks, because they are more creative artists, they're singers, they're writers, they're teachers, and they need sometimes to bring it down. Again, there are two types with the NFs. You could be an NFJ. What is an NFJ? NFJs have a sense of stability, responsibility, trustworthiness, decisiveness. They're experts in the art of teaching. They can manage and organize ideas. And they plan creative, inspiring curriculums. Those are NFJs. NFPs, if they're perceivers, they're also highly creative. They're also highly empathetic. But they're characterized by their P. They love excitement. They love variety. They love non-conforming impulsivity, independence, spirit of adventure, adaptability, flexibility. makes it more difficult to control their emotionalism because of the fact that they are so in love of variety. They have a childlike curiosity of things. That enthusiasm goes even into old age. NFPs, unlike NFJs, if you're a P, they don't like the formality. They don't like the rules. They don't like the regulation. So NFs could be either J's or P's. They could also be either introverts or extroverts. Both are acutely aware, but introverts are much more intense, much more introspective, and much more reflective. And they feel very isolated. It's difficult because, like I said, it's a very small amount of the population to have an introverted NF, 2% or so. I think in the Jewish from world, or in the Jewish world overall, there's a larger percentage than 2% of introverted NFs, but it's still a smaller amount. Everyone feels, but an NF, an intuitive feeling, that's a special, unique talent, can never truly understand what the other person is feeling, right? That's true no matter what. Even an NF, no human being can fully be in another person's shoes and feel and think the way they do exactly. But an NF does have a stronger sense of this. They experience another person's pain without having to explain it. They see someone in pain, they cannot help but feel the pain almost as if it's their own. And when someone's happy and smiling warmly, the NF immediately feels their warmth and duplicates it back. Unfortunately, they experience the people's negativity just as quickly. I recommend everyone who is listening and from the last year and this year senses that they are or they have a little bit of that NF module with them, then it's highly recommended that they go and listen to the HSP Shiurim, the highly sensitive Shiurim, because most NFs are HSPs. Intuitive feelers are extremely empathetic. They cry when they see strangers tearfully greeting each other, saying goodbye at an airport. They don't know them. They don't know them, and they're by an airport, and they see them embracing each other, relatives where they're going to, you know, a mother to a daughter, and you know, goodbye. They get very moved by it, an NF. And they get insulted when they hear another stranger insult someone else, even though they don't know them. They're naturally empathetic. They suffer along with others who suffer, whether they're relatives, whether they're friends, and even when they're strangers. And when they are happy, tears come close to the surface. You know, this is Uriah Levine when he says, "My foot hurt us." He didn't just feel bad for his wife, that her foot hurt. Her pain was his pain. It was part of them. Here's an example. You know, every time your wife is talking, her husband is an NF. Every time I go into labor, my husband gets a severe stomach ache. There's nothing either one of us can do about it. He's just an extremely empathetic person. 2 days after my youngest turned 6, someone asked him how it felt to be such a big boy. And this 6-year-old boy said, "I'm happy and I'm sad. I'm happy to be big, but I'm sad because my mommy wants another baby and now she doesn't have any, he doesn't have one anymore." It's a unique NF sensitivity. If you have an NF child, you'll be amazed at them in their depth of their empathy. The child here was not sympathizing just with his mother's pain. Her pain was his pain. Even as a 6-year-old. That's a difference between sympathy and empathy, by the way. Sympathy is you're separate from the person, but you feel bad about their pain. Empathy is like emerging. You feel the pain as if it's your own. Empathy, NFs want empathy from others too, by the way. They get frustrated. They get hurt if you don't get them, if you don't understand them. It helps somewhat to understand how rare this quality is, because for them they do, you know. Otherwise, the sad part with NFs is they have that unrealistic expectation. One unique nisayon for an NF, an intuitive feeler, is loneliness. They suffer terribly from loneliness. Introverted NFs specifically suffer from, it's called existential loneliness. People don't understand this because NFs, not just if they're chas v'shalom alone or they're widowed or they're divorced and they're living alone. And of course, that accentuates the deep loneliness that anyone can feel, certainly an NF. But even if they are happily married and they have children and grandchildren, whatever it is, and there are people around them, there is a deep loneliness within. Why? Because not only do they constitute such a small percentage of the population, but very few people have that empathetic capacity that would make an NF really feel understood and cared about. They often feel misunderstood. Even as children, NF often worry more about loneliness. They even feel guilty about leaving their parents alone. NF children often feel that their classmates are more shallow and superficial. By the way, this is not fear. This is not fear for an NF to do this. They are not other, others may not feel as deeply, but to assume that they're shallow and superficial is being done like hafchaiva. It is not true. SPs, it seems like they don't feel deeply. They do. Everyone feels deeply. But because they have it to such an extreme, they think that other personalities are shallow. It is wrong to do that. They spend a lifetime with knocking themselves too. They feel defensive about being over-emotional. I thought my emotions overtake me. Or I have an unreasonable need for closeness. They tend to be more clingy. They tend to be more trying to connect to an extreme. Amuna is a big factor with NFs. They think about the meaning of life. The Holocaust, if they know about it and they read about it or they saw it, it's a dark shadow in an NF's life. Holocaust is a black pit. It's the black hole in Jewish history. So it'll be a dark shadow to everyone in Klal Yisrael, the ones who know about it, who studied it, who experienced it, who have parents or grandparents that lived through it. But to NF, it's extreme. It's extreme. So by nature, if you can't tell by this point, I am an NF, an INFJ. And with the Holocaust, it is that way. I remember since I was a very, very young child, it affected me tremendously. I sometimes read too much about it. Then I had to stop saying this is not healthy for me. But I always gravitated back to it. And I read a lot about it beyond the norm. And the more I read, the less I understand. This is the idea. You know, you have Chalila, you have, it's so sad. You know, you had a situation where a teenage person passed away. And a parent found the journals full with poetry, full with wisdom. And NFs have that tendency. Again, there's a lot of negatives, just like with every personality type, which we will go through in probably the next year. But this is a unique challenge for them. NTs immerse themselves in learning. NFs, they also do that, but they also need to talk about things. They need the personal connection. They need the personal touch. NTs suppress their feelings. NFs want to talk. They need to talk. Another concept pertaining to NFs is authenticity. NFs will often remark that why do they like a particular person? Because they are so real. They're attracted to people who are honest, who are open, who are warm, who appear to what they appear to be. NFs find it difficult to be insincere, unless it's for the purpose of saving themselves or others. They do not like pretenses. They do not like phoniness. They do not like show. They do not like bluff. While others engage in small talk, NFs are not satisfied unless their conversations are deep or bringing greater understanding and closeness or spiritual elevation. NFs sometimes exaggerate. That's a problem. They go overboard. They don't mean to lie, but unconsciously they like to dramatize things. Especially NFPs. If you're a perceiver, you more perform and dramatize. And the drama is part of their creative high imagination that they have. NFPs or NFJs also, they have to be careful. NFs overall, to make a clear distinction between what fantasy is and what reality is. They have big dreams. I just saw recently, interesting, This is most likely an NF, an NF that lives in East Jerusalem, where most a lot of people do not live. And before Pesach, he buys lambs that are would be technically kosher for Korban Pesach. Of course, doesn't designate them as a carbon. You know, he knows it will be problematic, but buys a few lambs days before, checks it for Mumen, because they truly believe, and this person truly believes and senses and lives in that Torah world where Mashiach will come. Every Pesach it could come, and I want to bring my Korban Pesach. Other types will look at them, this guy's nuts, or delusional, or in a fantasy world. In this case, it's not a fantasy world. It's a real person with real clarity, living with the perspective of what a Torah view is, living in that Torah world, and actually understands if Mashiach doesn't come, these animals are chulin, and I will have to sell them, or you know, get them shechted and use them as food. But the bottom line is this idealism. But the problem is, you have to be very, very careful, because it could spread to unhealthy places with over unhealthy fantasies and things like that. We will continue, Be'ezus Hashem, to talk more about the NFs, because it's a very unique personality type. Most people are into personality types, gravitate towards the NF. And another reason why we are bringing about this about is because if people that are listening, because INS in particularly are very, very rare, only 2% of the population, again, with Jews, I think it's a bigger part of that population. If you have an NF child, an NF spouse, an NF coworker, an NF friend, it's very hard to understand them. And it's important to, and the people that are NFs that are listening to this for the first time, they may get a sense of relief and understanding. Wow, I didn't realize what I was. I always thought there was something wrong. Wrong with me, wrong with my makeup. And by listening to this, you realize that you're not. You're just a certain personality type that has their own gifts and has their own challenges. So it's like every personality type. And we will talk more on how to develop the healthy aspects of this personality type, as well as going through after this all personality types in detail. Bracha v'atzlacha.